Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian. Eric, E-R-I-C. Zissel, Z-I-S-T-L. Eric Zissel is a 53-year-old male who reports he injured his left shoulder at work on 1-3-22. But at that time, he fell on an icy road and landed awkwardly. But later in the day, overhead movement felt a pop and his arm dropped. But he did go to Inspira, urgent care the following day. But with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a massive left rotator cuff injury that was repaired surgically on 2-7-22. Period. At this juncture, he is receiving palliative treatment by way of medications from his orthopedics at First State Orthopedics or his primary care physician. Period. The rest of that section is normal. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Zissel was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 1-4-22, period. They simply diagnosed left shoulder pain, and medial bicep insertion pain. Period. He stated he'd fell on the ice twice the previous day. Period. In addition to the pain in the shoulder, he also had bruising around the axillary area. Period. He had pain with any range of motion and has a total inability to bring his arm up in any direction. Period. He then was seen at First State Orthopedics by physician assistant Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, on 1-12-22, period. He denied any sort of left shoulder injury in the past, but he did have an EMG in April of 2019. Period. X-rays of the shoulder showed good preservation of the glenohumeral joint and subacromial space, with mild osteoarthritis at the acromion clavicular joint, period. She diagnosed left wrist injury after a bungee snapped, hitting the dorsal aspect of his left wrist, with no evidence of fracture for an injury on 3-17-19. Period. MRI of the left wrist showed a bone contusion with no evidence of fracture. Common soft tissue swelling of the dorsum of the wrist and mild tendinopathy of the extensor carpi ulnaris. Period. EMG on 4-18-19 showed moderate median neuropathy of the left wrist with chronic axonal damage and slight left ulnar neuropathy at the elbow. Period. With respect to the subjective event, she diagnosed left shoulder contusion after falling directly on it with its whole body weight on 1-2-22. Period. X-rays on 1-12-22. Were negative for fracture. Period. She was concerned for rotator cuff pathology. Period. She started him on prednisone and referred him for an MRI. Period. New paragraph. MRI was done on 1-12-22 to be inserted here. Period. The results of his MRI were reviewed with him on 1-21-22. Period. Mr. Zissel later submitted to left shoulder surgery on 2-7-22 by Dr. Axe, A-X-E, to be inserted here. The paragraph, he followed up postoperatively through 11-28-22. Dr. Axe explained, unfortunately, the patient had rotator cuff arthropathy with an attempt for rotator cuff repair. Period. The only option would be reverse shoulder arthroplasty given his line of work. Period. He would be out of work for 8 weeks and to continue an exercise program Repeated corticosteroid injection was given to the subacromial space and bicipital groove. Period, he was also advised to take meloxicam and gabapentin. Period, we are not in receipt of further progress notes from this practice. Period, physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a healed oblique scar at the left upper anterior chest wall measuring 3 1/4 inches in length. Period. He also had healed portal scars that were recent and older. Period. He had a deformity of the right ring fingernail. Period. He had decreased passive range of motion of the left shoulder associated with tenderness. Period. Abduction was 90 degrees, camiflexion 70 degrees, and internal rotation to 80 degrees. Period. Motion of the hips, motion of the shoulders was otherwise full in all spheres, as was elbows, wrists, and fingers with that crepitus tenderness, trigger, and interlocking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted left elbow flexion and shoulder internal rotation. Period. It was 5- for left shoulder abduction, but strength was otherwise 5/5. He was unable to participate in provocative maneuvers about the left shoulder. He did wear a shirt that had snaps instead of buttons, and he used his right hand to close it. Period. Spine cervical. Active flexion and right rotation were full. Period. Extension was 45 degrees, comma, left rotation 35 degrees, comma, side bending right 35 degrees, and left to 30 degrees. The rest of that section is normal, and then thoracic is normal impressions. On 1-3-22, Eric Zissel fell on an icy road and injured his left shoulder. Period. The next day, he was seen in urgent care, where x-rays were negative. Period. He followed up with the physician assistant and first aid orthopedics. Period. An MRI of the shoulder was quickly done on 1-12-22. To be inserted here. He did undergo surgery on the shoulder on 2-7-22 to be inserted here. Pretty followed up with Dr. X post-operatively through 11-28-22 when he explained the only option at that point would be reverse total shoulder arthroplasty. Period. Evidently, the surgery found pan-labral fraying with a bicep subluxation, comma slap tear with a large massive retracted rotator cuff tear of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus. Paired in the subacromial space, there was an anterolateral hooked acromion with global bursitis. Paired there was also subscapular tear with IGHL tear. Paired. Paragraph, the current exam found Mr. Zissel had decreased active range of motion by the left shoulder. Scratch had decreased active and passive range of motion by the left shoulder with associated tenderness. Period. He had mild weakness in the left upper extremity. Period. There was no atrophy or effusions. Period, he was unable to participate in provocative maneuvers at the left shoulder. Period, in the paragraph, this case represents 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period, and that is the end.